horrendous area situation. I mean, first of all, people out there are facing the effects of many years now of austerity and attacks on public services, the attacks on school funding. It's a really serious threat for the future. The NHS is in an advanced state of crisis. People are suffering their reductions in the value of their income. Their standard of living is going down. They are, and for the foreseeable future, it's going to get worse, not better, on all those fronts. And so that is a very serious situation. That's in the real world, the world in which people experience the effects of political decisions. But in the world of politics, we are also having a difficult time. The by-elections were not great results, the last two by-elections. Stoke was obviously a relative success, a really important relative success in by stopping UKIP. And that is actually absolutely vital, and so we must hold on to that. Copeland is clearly much less good, much worse, if you like. It is possible, by the way, to put to interpret it in a different way from the way the media interprets it. You could look at the results and say that the Labour vote, that the Tory vote went up by 8.5%. And the UKIP vote went down by 9%. And you could see that as a redistribution of the Brexit votes, if you like. You could also see the reduction in the Labour vote of 4.9% and the increase in the Lib Dem vote of 3.8% as something of a redistribution of Remain votes, given that the Lib Dems may be seen, certainly are presented as a more stronger Remain party. I think the question for us in Momentum is to what extent that result would have been worse in other circumstances. In my view, it would have been worse. I don't think that any other leader would have done better. That's not an excuse. That's not an excuse. Jeremy's the leader of the Labour Party. We are, as Momentum, a really important influence in the party's direction, and we have to find the way forward. So it's still our responsibility to find the way forward. But it's not, in my view, that we or Jeremy are to blame for the current situation. In Brexit, we're facing a really, really difficult situation for the party, because it's not something that whilst most Labour Party members may be supporters and very often strong supporters of Remain, we clearly face a situation that lots of Labour MPs have lead majorities in their constituencies, whatever they might personally feel, and probably more important, a lot of the people whose votes we've lost in the last, what you might see as people who we viewed as our core voters, who were alienated from the Labour Party in the early years, are very much more likely to be pro-Leave. And so that is a really, really difficult situation. But, and I know that there are a lot of people in the Labour Party, and including in Momentum, who maybe have reservations or doubts or are unhappy about the way, I don't know what people hear, about the way that under Jeremy's leadership that they decided to vote in the House of Commons. Personally, I think, first of all, I'm here to defend Jeremy. I've been in the Labour Party for about 45 years. This is the first leader of the Labour Party who I actually wanted to be leader of the Labour Party. I think that it's a very, very difficult situation. And the Tories, who are riding high at the moment, are going to have to take responsibility for the outcome of what I regard as their folly, having voted personally to Remain, though not without many criticisms of the EU. And so, the situation is quite bleak, and there are plenty of people in the Labour Party, the usual suspects, in a way, who are engaged in a whispering campaign of the sort that John McDonnell referred to as a kind of soft coup. They're not going to oppose Jeremy. They're not going to stand against Jeremy. They're not going to have another coup this side of the election. They know that isn't going to help them. It's going to further damage the Labour Party, as they will have already damaged the Labour Party by having a second, by forcing a second election last year. But what they are going to do is they're going to carry on with negative briefings, because they can't stop themselves. And they're going to play a waiting game until after the next election, whenever it comes, when they will come. And they will try and force Jeremy out by whatever means. And so there may, of course, be an early election. You know, we may not be until 2020. There's a lot to be said a lot of people are thinking that Theresa May go very early. She sees a likely victory for the Tory party, and having a general election, which she can present as a mandate for the Brexit negotiations, but will in reality be a mandate to crush any opposition to what she's done within the Tory party, can be very attractive to her. She may not get the boundary changes that will provide additional benefits to the Tory party, but she could, if she wins, introduce them later. And she'd have another 5 years before she'd have to face the electorate again for whatever damage is done as a result of Brexit. And so we may well face an election this year, and that will disrupt some of our plans, but we've still got to plan what we need to do next. And what we need to do next is a number of things to change the National Labour Party. You know, momentum, you know, we need to fight the battles out there in the real world about the issues that are affecting people, but we also need to transform the Labour Party so that the Labour Party can be in a position to transform the country.